The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
It's time for Tech Thursday, and we're joined by Andy O'Donoghue. And of course, we're coming into the Paris Olympic Games. So I want to talk to you about how technology will influence the Games. Because actually, I saw recently when Wimbledon ended in the tennis, I read a piece that suggested it might have been the last time we're ever going to see the lines people monitoring where the ball goes in and out, because there's going to be, in future, as there is at many tournaments already, a complete dedication to using artificial intelligence technology to detect when a ball is in or out. Is that type of thing going to be very much a play in the Olympics, do you reckon?
It is, and as you mentioned Wimbledon, I mean, I think Wimbledon and the French are the only people who don't use what's called a computer vision system, so it's not quite Hawkeye. It's a mix of cameras and artificial intelligence that monitors, and it makes the right call. By the way, I did hear John McEnroe talking about this, who thinks it's a brilliant idea that they get rid of line judges. McEnroe would, but the precision, Matt, really works, and we will see very similar technology at the Olympics. But this year, there is such an impressive array of technology at the Olympics. It's incredible.
Well, actually, let me just start with you on timing, because I'm sure that's the one thing that we're always worried. Are world records, Olympic records going to be broken? Have people gone faster? Have they gone higher? Have they gone further? Whatever. Tell us a little bit about the timekeeping that you're expecting at the Olympic Games, how sophisticated it will be.
It is incredibly sophisticated. Omega back, and I think, I mean, Omega have been the timer at the Games for forever, it feels like. But they have a thing called the quantum timer. And this really is truly advanced, unparalleled accuracy. And it measures time to 1/1,000,000th of a second. And that technology is crucial for events where sometimes, you know, you physically can't see the difference. You know, particularly, say, with swimmers, we see that sort of thing. They're also using a thing called the ScannerVision. And the ScannerVision Ultimate is their photo finish camera. And that will capture up to 40,000 images per second at the finish line of a race. So that incredible capability means that the exact order of finishes is recorded with impeccable accuracy.
And so does this completely eliminate the human eye as to making a decision on the photographs that they see, so that we don't have a sort of a VAR situation in football where the human eye rather than artificial intelligence is making the decision?
That is exactly how this is played out. Because when, as imagery got better and we got better photos, and you remember the old blurred photos we would remember, say, from the 80s, and somebody has to still interpret them like VAR. Artificial intelligence does that for them. And this year at the Games is a huge introduction of artificial intelligence. Intel are really involved in this year's Games. And the artificial intelligence that's been used around the Games is for all sorts of things. Believe it or not, even for highlights compilation, artificial intelligence will be handling that at the Games.
And what about computer vision technology?
Well, this is, we have various types of computer vision. And this is a little bit like what we're talking about Wimbledon, the CVS generally. And this is applied everywhere. And one of the things, I suppose, you know, one thing about the Games is that there are now cameras truly everywhere. The cameras are changing how we will see the Games and enjoy them. Three of the events are being covered in 8K. The opening ceremony is going to be filmed in 8K.
What does that mean?
It means this is, you know, super high definition. And okay, you're going to need a very, very expensive and fancy telly to enjoy that. But everything is going to be in ultra high definition. And as a result, there are now cameras. And part of this thing about the cameras is cameras are also really useful for detecting cheating. Whether it's on track or in a pool. And so these computer vision systems not only give the judges and officials information, but they help to give us the data and the stats that we will now see at the Games. We will have time in the air and speed of entering the water for divers, for instance.
Okay. And then what about electronic photo cells and starting blocks?
That's also an advancement that they've made. And so you remember this thing about the starting gun. The person furthest from the gun would hear it slightly later. Then we got speakers into each block, things like that. Now that's all gone because, and also it was often up to the official to disqualify somebody for a missed start. That is now gone because the photo cell knows exactly when the person has applied pressure and is leaving the blocks, and that will be applied within the limits that they're allowed. So it eliminates errors.
Okay. Will it be used in helping catch the cheats, the dopers?
It will. And AI has been hugely useful in catching doping across the world. And the International Testing Agency, in collaboration with WADA, the anti-doping agency, they developed this very comprehensive anti-doping program. And what they've done is they've integrated AI to streamline that and to make, I suppose, essentially to improve the effectiveness of testing generally. What the AI is going to do, the AI's part of it, is that it will learn from data through essentially machine learning, and it's going to look at large data sets. And athletes, of course, now have a biological passport, so their date. This isn't just about a urine test now and again. This is about your data being recorded all of the time. But it also can predict if you are potentially cheating based on all of the other data that it collects.
See, that's really interesting, because we know all famously about the dope testers arriving to take urine samples and people putting whiskey in the urine, and and also the difficulty an awful lot of athletes have in producing a sample immediately after performing because they're so dehydrated. But you have struck me, like, I have in my arm a little disc which I attach every 2 weeks, takes all my blood readings to monitor my type 2 diabetes. So presumably the technology is there now to maybe insist that professional athletes wear a disc like that at all times and to be continuously monitored for what's in their blood.
Well, that's it. And so non-availability for a test is not an excuse anymore. And that goes back to the ABP, the Athlete Biological Passport. And that passport monitors an athlete's biological markers over time. Means that specific substance testing doesn't have to be done, and it allows the doping authorities to detect variances in those biological details, such as blood values, which may indicate the use of performance-enhancing drugs. And that is then a huge flag for them.
What tech might be available to help people deal, the athletes in particular, and not just the spectators, but the athletes, deal with the temperatures they're likely to face in Paris?
And that's a great point, because Paris in August is hot. Yeah, exactly. And so one of the things, part of the problem here, is that there is not going to be any air conditioning in the athlete accommodation. And that's part of Paris's green initiative at the Games. So a couple of companies have worked on this. Stanford's researchers, in association with the Silicon Valley company, have worked on a thing called the Cool Mitt. And so some athletes are bringing Cool Mitts. And that essentially what that does is it extracts heat from the blood via the hand, it cools it, and then it circulates back to the heart and muscles. One of the things about that is that it's designed to be used during timeouts in games originally, in between sets of reps in the gym. But in between competition, this doesn't just help keep them cool, but gets them feeling fitter again.
One last thing, security is going to be a major issue at the Paris Olympics. There will be all sorts of efforts made to try and stop any terrorist attacks. How much does AI come into it? Because we know, we see all the movies, your Mission Impossible type movies, where, you know, airports are full of scanners and people are able to look at the faces and detect the identities of people. It may seem like the stuff of science fiction, is but going to be real for this Olympics.
It is going to be real for this Olympics, and French authorities have tested artificial intelligence surveillance systems at train stations, concerts and football matches in recent months. When the games open, they will scan crowds, they'll check for abandoned packages, they'll detect weapons and more. They will scan the faces of athletes and the crowd. And there is concern that this is so widespread, but there is concern in France that these systems may not be turned off, because they plan on using them until March 2025. The French public in Paris are worried that they will continue. But for the games, AI is a huge part of the security protocol.
And what about cybersecurity, against cybersecurity attacks?
It's already been a huge deal. There is no doubt there will be lots and lots and lots of attempted cyber attacks. We've seen scams for Olympic tickets. However, The I suppose what we call attack vectors online will be mostly aimed at broadcasters, and people will try and take them off air. So the Olympics are really well prepared for this.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you as ever for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.